Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
So how's your Philippines coming then, Mark?
It's going all right. I've had my jabs.
So you did need them?
I did, well yeah, because you asked me in a previous episode, didn't you, if I needed them. I had no idea. Kirk will edit that out. And I had no idea, so I rely on an Ada. And she said, no, you don't need any jabs. So I'm fine. So I didn't do any more research. And then literally a couple of weeks ago, she went, have you had your jabs yet? And I went, what jabs? I don't need any. Oh, you definitely need. And then she went into like...
Is this Aina?
Aina, yeah.
And she didn't know at first?
Well, she I think she was thinking about herself, thinking, well, I don't have jabs, so I don't think you'll need to.
I was going
to
ask that, actually. And this has come across ridiculously ignorant. So you know, obviously, if you are from the Philippines...
But then I'm not.
Well, no, you're not. But if you are from, like, Aina's from Philippines, yes, and she lives over here, yes, does she need a jab to go back, or is she, like, immune?
Well,
do you know what I mean?
That is a good question, and I don't know, but she's been back a few times since I've been with her. And she's never come back with diseases, so she's still alive. So she's never had it.
I just like how the body's
the dynamics. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, good question.
So what jabs have you had?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. So but anyway, let me just say this. So literally, she said, "Have you had your jabs?" And then she went into like sort of a bit of a mini meltdown, going, "You need to have your jabs because we're going soon." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I didn't think I needed them." Well, you need to have them. And then she started getting worried for me, thinking, you've not had your jabs. I'm like, well, hang on, don't put this pressure on me. So anyway, I did a bit of research, and I needed, you got me on the spot here, let me think. I needed a tetanus one.
A tennis one, all right.
not tennis, tetanus, hepatitis B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good with, because there's an A and a B in there.
You're making these sound like you've never heard them before.
I'm just quite impressed that he's got all the letters in the right order.
Yeah. And there's another one. Wait, is it? It's not polio, is it? Polio? Could be polio.
That's normally a drop under the tongue, I think, polio, isn't it?
I've got all needles. There were three needles.
Could it be malaria?
No, it weren't that one. Keep naming a few, guys, like a quiz. I think they're the
smallpox.
Three. No. So there's the three. So I had. So then I did a bit more research, and they went, oh, yeah, you need to have it 8 weeks before you go. I'm like, oh, I sort of go in like five.
So when you get there, lock yourself in a cupboard for a few weeks.
Well, I had to lie a little bit. They went, when you're going, so I just worked it out. I went back and went, oh, yeah, I'm going. And they went, oh, you're just within that time period. I thought, good. Because I don't think they would have given me otherwise.
But we did give you weeks of notice on this.
You did, but I just asked the agent. She went, ah, don't worry, you'll be fine. But yeah. And then, you know.
and then next minute, have you got your jabs? No.
Exactly, and I went to meltdown. Bearing in mind that, but then when I looked more into it, they were like, well, if you need certificates, yeah, then you need to pay for certificates. I'm like, what do I need?
Paying? Well, like, paying?
Yep, I got my cycling proficiency.
I got my passport.
I got my first aid.
I've got my 100 metre swimming.
Yeah. I mean, manual handling for my suitcase.
I'm like, do I need certificates for? As in, not medical, but my job certificates to prove that I've had these jobs. I'm like, do I need these? But these are like, I think they were like 15 quid each for doctors. I'm like, I'm not having three. Anyway, I don't need them, so everything we all are, I don't need
them.
Can
you imagine my little postage thing, you writing up back on this day?
Yeah.
So no, I don't need them. I don't need. As in, I needed the jabs. I just don't need the certificates.
You don't need the proof to say you've had them.
That's right. Yes.
And how's the Filipino coming on?
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Hello.
Salamat.
What?
Oh.
There you go. Now people who can speak Filipino are going to go, that's not the word that matches that one.
Salamat.
What about thank you?
That's salama. Well, I'm just saying salama.
You've changed it now.
No,
salama.
Salama. It's a salama.
I was about to say that's thank you. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's thank you.
So
yeah.
Hello and thank you are the same word.
No, I don't know.
No, you got it wrong. Straight off the bat.
Hang on, I've not served you yet.
I was trying to wing it.
Oh, right. Okay. So what you're saying is, don't ask me anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, don't ask me. So we're like,
we're Mark in Philippines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
An army of people clapping and Mark's just walking down. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Don't ask me thank anymore. You. I mean, I'm trying to work on, like, you know, where's the nearest pub and a pint of beer and stuff like that, but I don't know.
But we can't on. Get past the low, so we're
Hello.
I mean, mum and dad, bless them, don't speak any English, which, I mean, I think they should be learning to speak English.
Based on how you speak, I don't think your mum and dad spoke English either.
How old are they? I know her dad's 80, because that's part of the reason why we're going over there to celebrate his 80th.
And you think he should be starting to learn English now for you?
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Can you imagine this conversation when he goes there? Hello.
He'll
pat his head, he'll rub his head, and I'll rub my head, and we'll have that connection of boldness, because he's bold and I'm bold, and we're like, bold.
Thank you. Thank you.
Salama. Are you taking the camera? Have you all finished?
I've just got visions. You say, Ada's dad sat on the side of the both with a cup of tea. Salama! Salama! Salama!
Hello, thank you. Hello. Please, yes, thank you. Hello.
I don't see any problem with all of that.
No, I think
we'll be fine.
It's going to be brilliant.
But my mum speaks a bit of English, so I'll be fine.
Thank you.
I think we'll be able to, you know, have a full blown.
You're welcome.
The Chatting Podcast, released every Friday on all streaming podcast platforms.